your immune system. It will do all kinds of bad things to you, and then you'll get sick and all kinds of stuff.
It even gets in your countenance.
That's right, absolutely.
Yeah, you don't have that.
Everything, it ages you.
Yeah.
Bitterness is a bad thing.
Yeah.
And she was bitter. She said she was bitter.
Yeah.
And I believe her.
Mm-hmm.
She said she was, and I believe her.
If you want to change your name, you bitter.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. My goodness.
You know, even in bitterness, the love of God is always there.
Amen.
Yeah.
The Lord gave.
Yes, we shouldn't ever be.
No, we don't have to be.
You just couldn't see it right there. She was just looking at all of what you know, she had lost.
Yeah.
Many times in a challenge, I think about what Brother Harden said. We're in the Father's house.
Yeah, not the hog pen. This ain't the hog pen.
And I just take my place.
That's right.
I start talking. I start commanding and taking authority. Mm-hmm. And it always works.
Yeah.
Years and years ago, the Lord gave me this thing about golden opportunities, how they come every day. And they always got out. He supply them every day, but you'll never notice them unless you're looking to him. When you look into the Lord, it's willing and obedient. When you're in the point where I'm going to obey God no matter what, no matter what challenge, and I love him and you're strong in his love, you can see the opportunities that he supply you with, and he gives them every day. And when I'm gonna go back, I had made it to chapter 2, but I'm gonna go back where Ruth was speaking. Verse 16 said, "And Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee or to return from following after thee, for whither thou goest, I will go; where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God, my God. Where thou diest, will I die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me, and more also, if aught but death part thee and me." And
that's what you said when you get married. To death do us part.
Yeah, that's true.
She was united to God's will.
That should be what we say when we become a disciple of Jesus.
Yeah.
That's absolutely right.
And even that death doesn't part us, does it?
Yeah.
But not with Jesus, death doesn't part us.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Whoa.
When back in '88, when I made that vow, I said, "Lord, I'm going to obey you, whether I love it, whether I hate it, whatever. I'm going to do exactly what you say." I meant it. That's a position I took.
Praise the Lord.
And I had to make it good when I didn't feel like it. But because I did it, I made myself do what God said to do. Now, taking a position like that and sticking with it opens many doors. When the Lord sends golden opportunities, you can recognize them in that frame of mind. When you're dedicated, and I learned in the world you can become bitter and you don't see no way out, and you can go down that path. And sometimes people make decisions, even though they obey God, they do it reluctantly. They do it cautiously, because they know trouble can arise. But I found out through his power, through his love, you can control your emotions, your thoughts, and your actions by what you speak. Charles Capps was a major blessing in my life. I listen to him every day. And every chance I got, him and Kenneth Hagin in those years. And I learned how to talk. And from there, I learned how to, if I felt a certain way, I could speak the way I wanted to feel, and it would change. And it didn't happen all of a sudden, but I knew where I was going.
Yes, amen. It's like the rudder of the ship, you know what
it's. Yeah, you turn everything.
That's right.
And if your eyes single, your whole body would be full of light. And if your eyes single and you speak, you can stay on course. Now, I've seen many people drift off course, get on tangents, and I said, "Lord, what about me? I don't want to do that, but I could do it. I understand. I feel what they feel. I feel no different than them, and I want to make sure I hit the mark with you every time." I said, "I don't know how to do it." One thing about following God, you have to be honest with it. I tell him exactly how I feel. This is how I feel,
Amen.
But this is what I want.
He might as well be honest with you.
Yeah.
He knows it anyway. I love the way that he has that.
Yeah.
That nothing is hid from him. So you might as well just be wide open with God because he knows it all anyway. I love that. Thank you, God, because you know how we try to hide things.
Yeah.
If he didn't have it that way, we would probably try to hide stuff.
Sometimes I just kind of like say, time out, hold up, wait.
Yeah.
I want to do it your way, but this is how I feel, and this is how I don't know how to get to where I want to be. So give me the wisdom.
Yes.
I think about what James said. You know, if you lack wisdom, ask for it.
Yeah.
I said, now I'm asking you for wisdom. I want you to show me how to do it so that I won't change. And then after I pray that prayer, I turn around and confess that I'm gonna do what God say do. Mm-hmm. And as he teach me, I understand things. And I say, Lord, what? It's easier. And I found out, and then I want to trust him more. And that's why I made the vow in the first place, because he showed me a greater path that I couldn't see on my own. And I said, I knew then that day that he had my back. And I didn't, you know, you're supposed to know that, but I knew it for myself.
You got a revelation of
it. Yeah. And I said, I'm going to trust you. I'm not going to trust Thurston no more. I've gotten myself in so many ditches, but not now. I'm gonna obey. So the next great thing, see, something the Lord can take, he'll show you something to do, and you won't see how to do it. And it'll puzzle you. It'll make you wonder. But it's like the gunfighter said. He said, if you shoot somebody, it'll be easier next time. And he was warning the guy not to go down that path. Now, to the positive, if you obey God, it gets easier the next time.
Praise the Lord, that's true.
So around last year, I started praying and confessing and determining to do all that's in his heart. Because my heart, there are limitations. I'm just a 54-year-old man. He's ancient of days. He's got great visions and great plans, and it's going to take your faith for it to happen, because you have to willingly cooperate. I don't want to reluctantly cooperate. That's why I'm doing this. I don't want to ever reluctantly cooperate. I want to willingly and enthusiastically and be determined about cooperating with him.
Yes.
Because I know he'll take me where I got to go.
He
can cause you to do the simplest things that'll make the greatest difference.
Amen.
And sometimes you'll be in a position where you just can't see it. You're just going to have to trust him and act on what he's saying. And the encouragement is in the format of obedience. Everybody's ministry should be like a snowflake. Whatever he give you to do, the format is in that instruction, just like the DNA of a tree is in the seed that it creates. Everything is not in the seed. Your actions is not in the instructions. They happen over time. Everything you do is sowing, and it allows you to reap what's necessary. Every step you take, you reap what's necessary for the next event until the whole thing is finished. And when you're anointed to do something, you have God's ability to do it. That's what you have to see. You can't look at what's not. You have to look at what comes to you in seed form. What comes when you sow that seed that comes in seed form. What crop are you going to reap when you sow that seed in seed form, in faith? The just shall live by his faith. Everything of God is by faith. Naomi couldn't see what was going to happen when she go down the road of Israel. She didn't know. She said, only death was to separate me from you, Naomi. Your God would be my God. I'm going where you go. I'm going to die in your land with you. She didn't know what was going to happen. But in chapter 2, when she got there, she's looking at God, and she began to see greater opportunities that were of God.
She had every opportunity to stay in Moab. Mm-hmm. I mean, she could have.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
She would have been comfortable.
She said, I'm going back to... She had every opportunity to stay there.
Mm-hmm.
But she couldn't get encouraged there. She couldn't... well, her blessing wasn't in Moab. But she said, I'm going back. Now, that's one thing I did. She had enough strength in her body to say, hey, I'm going back to Moab. She's an old person at the time. She just could have just stayed around there in Moab.
She would have been comfortable.
Everything else had died down there. But she said, no, something in me. I've got to return.
She never forgot God. She never forgot God, her God.
She what now?
Never forgot God.
Oh, no. No. Because
that's why she wanted to return.
Yeah, to make that connection.
She had so much hardship, you know, over there. She lost her husband and sons, and, you know. And I do believe that Ruth took an example. She noticed her ways and actions.
Yes.
No she doubt. Saw something. You are so right. She saw something.
Yeah.
Trans association can bring on stimulation. And
that's
I believe
right.
Ruth wanted that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and she knew that probably that Naomi worshiped, you know, our God and not those idol gods. So, you know, I believe she wanted that.
She saw a living difference.
Yes, I
believe she was still pleasant around her daughter-in-law. I think she was yet pleasant around, although she complained and although she knew that God's hand was against her, I guess, at least she thought God's hand was against her. She was still a pleasant person to be around.
Yeah.
I mean, some people are just pleasant. You just enjoy, when you get in their presence, you just enjoy being there. Some people, I just enjoy being around.
And she built on that foundation because she was willing to go into an unknown. And every time you follow God, you're virtually going into an unknown. You never experience what's going to happen.
She was following her husband. He wanted to leave.
When I guess around the early 2000s, I grew curious to what would happen if I kept obeying God and doing what he said do. And I said, I want to see what's going to happen. I got to that point, you know. I was always looking for something, didn't see nothing, but I said, I want to see this thing out. I want to see what happens. And I learned that God will be with you in the deepest unknowns. It's all about, if you can take your steps of faith, you're making progress. And you'll see the opportunities that are already there. When, you know, think about Pastor. Another church had this church, owned all the property. But Pastor was driving down Minor Parkway, and the Lord said, speak to the mountain. He said, what are you talking about, Lord? He said, sell the dirt. He sold, at the right time, they were building that school in Wylam, and they bought how much?
$170,000
worth of dirt.
Yes.
That's a lot of dirt.
That's a lot of dirt.
And it didn't. And he followed God. The opportunity was there all along. But God revealed to you what's already there, at the perfect time, when it looked like there's no way out. And with that, you know, God only He has a plan every step. It's going to work. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. And I thank you for every golden opportunity you're seeing. And I thank you for the knowledge of Ruth to go forward in you. Help us to do all that's in your heart. Reach millions of people in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
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 Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.